Title, no students? No problem, developer still pays. Content, Intanamura and Antel Fresh Foods Incorporated v. Salinas Union High School District. The 6th District Court of Appeal considered whether the Salinas Union High School District, acted reasonably in imposing a school impact fee on a new 100-unit residential development intended to only house adult seasonal farm workers without dependents. The project, employed by Tanamura and Antel Fresh Foods, TNA. After reviewing the relevant statutory schemes, the legislature's intent and the district's evidence for imposing the fee, the court found that the district properly determined a reasonable relationship existed between the fee and the new residential construction, even though the development would not generate any new students. Therefore, the district did not act arbitrarily by imposing the fee on the project. In holding so, the court reversed the trial court judgment. This decision reinforces the concept that, while school districts must demonstrate a nexus or reasonable relationship between development fees and the type of development, such as residential units, they generally are not required to evaluate the ultimate user of a particular development project before imposing district-wide fees on a developer. This ruling will likely have direct repercussions to a developer's pro forma in today's marketplace, where both developers and local governments are implementing creative strategies for addressing certain housing shortages, such as the provision of specific workforce housing. Background: two statutes are addressed in this case. 1. The Mitigation Fee Act, Government, Code 66,000 to seek, and 2. Legislation governing the imposition of school impact fees on private development projects, ed. Code 17620, Government, Code 65995, 65,995.5, 65,995.6, and 65,995.7. School districts are authorized under Education Code Section 17620 to levy fees on new construction in order to provide school facilities for a growing student population, subject to criteria for Level 1, 2, or 3 fees in Government Code Section 65995. 65,995.5, 65,995.7. The Mitigation Fee Act requires local agencies, including school districts, to determine how there is a reasonable relationship between 1. The use of the fee they seek to impose on private developers, 2. The type of development project subject to the fee, and 3. The need for the public facilities to be funded by the fee. Here, the district prepared a school facilities needs analysis, SFNA, that concluded the district could collect a level 2 fee of $3 per square foot from residential projects based on a projection of residential units to be built in the district over 5 years. When the project was approved by the County of Monterey, it was subject to conditions of approval that described the project as intended for agricultural employees only without dependents. TNA also executed an agreement, recorded as a covenant running against the land, with the county specifying T&S obligation to comply with the conditions of approval. TNA challenged the applicability of the district's level 2 fee on the project, arguing that the fee was not reasonably related to the need for new school facilities because the project would not generate any new students. The trial court agreed with TNA, noting that the SFNA did not take into account that no children would live in the type of development proposed by TNA. The district, supported by the Coalition for Adequate School Housing and the Education Legal Alliance of the California School Boards Association, appealed the trial court decision. Court of Appeal's analysis on appeal, the district argued that the Mitigation Fee Act's reasonable relationship requirement applies to the type of development project, not to a specific development. The district also contended that the trial court's ruling would have wide-ranging implications for school funding, as developers would be able to characterize their projects as a different type than that covered by the fee analysis for which a fee has been established. The court conducted a detailed analysis of the relevant statutes, their legislative histories, and the legislature's intent behind the statutory schemes. It found that the trial court failed to reconcile its project-specific focus with the controlling statutes. Instead, the court stated that a unique or atypical designation of a residential development does not qualify it for separate